Welcome to the Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. If you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, we hope that you will do that as we're now in the middle of January, and we appreciate you for subscribing and listening to the program. This is Adam Fawn. I'm one of the ministers at Central in Paducah. And as we've mentioned before on these midweek studies, we are varying the content, sometimes a devotional thought, sometimes an event preview, and sometimes an interview, and today is one of those interviews, and I am pleased to be joined this week by Jason Pierce. Jason, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for those who are listening. Glad to be here.
Jason recently spoke here at Central, but that was before we started releasing the sermons on the podcast, and I told him before he left the building, I said, we've got to get you on and let people know more about you, because Jason didn't exactly, you know, come across the street to Central. You came from a little bit further away from that. Where do you work most of the time, Jason?
Most of the time I live in Suva, Fiji, in the South Pacific.
I was going to say, that's not exactly like Mayfield, you know. So South Pacific, people who may not have any idea where Fiji is at, the easy question is, what's it close to? And the answer is nothing, I know. But give us some idea of maybe how far you away from America you are, and maybe how far away you are from a country, a continent people might recognize that listen to this.
For us to travel, the easiest, most direct route is you go from Nashville to L.A., which is about a five-hour flight. But from L.A. to Nandi on the other side of the island we live on is about a 10.5 to 11.5-hour flight, and then a 30-minute flight on into Suva. But if you're looking for it on a map, the easiest thing is find Australia and go east of Australia. And if you find New Zealand, go north of New Zealand, and they just kind of make a point real close to where Fiji is, right in the heart of the South Pacific.
Okay, so that's not too difficult to find, because most of us can find Australia and New Zealand on the map. Now, how long have you, I know your dad works in Fiji as well, how long has he been there, and how long have you been a part of the work? Then we'll get into what the work itself is in just a moment.
Dad has been working since 2003. He started working traveling from island to island. He's been all over the South Pacific, something like 11 or 12 different countries. We have been in Fiji since the work started in 2016. My family and I moved over there in late January of 2017, and so we've been there for 2 years. We just got back about a month ago for our first furlough back to the U.S.
Good deal. And your family includes...
I'm married to my wife, Devin, and we've got four sons, Austin, Corey, Caleb, and Nathan.
Very good. And when you presented here at Central, you mentioned that you're working in Fiji, obviously, but you have a connection with the Bear Valley Bible Institute, which is in Denver, Colorado. They have a lot of extension schools all over the world. And so what's kind of the connection there with Bear Valley? It's a preacher, for those who aren't familiar, it's a preacher training school in Denver, as we said, they have extensions literally around the world.
Dad had some people coming to him in the South Pacific saying, you know, there were some training programs, but they had completed those and they wanted something more in depth, more like what you would get from a located school. And so Dad had started looking into starting something in the South Pacific, and somebody through his contacts, he made contact with Bear Valley, and they said they were looking to do some new extension programs, and they kind of partnered up. And one of the things they required was a minimum of two full-time instructors. So that's how I got invited to join the project and been doing mission work before. Love the work. And so what we do is we operate an extension program that we've started. It's a two-year program, and our students take about 48 courses over 2 years in everything.
Now, hang on a second, because you gave that presentation before. 48 courses in 2 years.
Yes.
Kind of break that down for us, because when you said that in the presentation you made here at Central, my brain was working through, okay, when I was in college, I took X number of classes, you know, per semester or maybe a summer course. How in the world have they been in 48 courses in 2 years? Because that's intensive, no matter what they're studying. Bible or anything else, that would be intensive. How do they do that?
It's very intense for our students and especially for our faculty. But basically, we have classes 4 days a week. They're in class all day from 9 until 3, and they take six classes at a time for 8 weeks. And then we have a week off that we use for mission trips and practical training things. And then we have 2 weeks of short courses where we have two outside instructors come and teach those two classes. And we do that three times a year. Mm-hmm. And so they take 24 classes over each year over about a 8.5-9 month span, and it's a lot of work. They are completely full-time.
Yeah, it would have to be. Like I said, I was thinking through as you were presenting and thinking, you know, when I was in college, I took, you know, this many classes per semester, and then it starts to hit you. You're not in class all day long in college most of the time.
Right.
You might have a class at 9 o'clock and not have a class at 10 o'clock, but they are in class all but lunch all day,
right,
every day, you know, 4 days a week for, you know, like you said, about 9 months a year. And you mentioned that they're studying, or they're at least exposed to, every book of the Bible, plus a lot of other things. What are some of those other things besides, obviously, the text of Scripture itself?
Yeah, what we try to do is, they've had programs to tell them what the Bible says. What we want to do is to teach them how to learn it for themselves, how to study, to develop their own lessons. So we have a lot of classes that will deal with, you know, the study, the backgrounds. Of course, we do classes like hermeneutics and things like that. But we especially focus, even with the text courses, instead of telling them what the text means, we try to go in and look at a text and try to work out how to develop it. Some of our classes, it's more how to develop it into sermons. Some of it's an opportunity to teach them how to study a text in depth. But then we offer, as I mentioned in the lesson this morning, we have the backgrounds of early Christianity that give them background. We have a Bible geography class to help them see where things are in the Bible and how things connect. And we do 3 semesters or 3 terms of Greek to introduce them on an elementary level to the Greek language and other things of that nature to kind of just help them learn how to study.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that your recent first graduation, I think you said, 6 students, is that correct?
5 students in our first graduation,
okay.
And we have a potential of 6 in the next.
Okay. I was listening, I promise. I knew it was a 6 in there somewhere. And so the classes, someone hears that, you mentioned this in the presentation, someone hears that and they think, well, it's not very many students, but they represent a whole lot more than just those 5 or 6, don't they?
Right. What we're looking at is, you don't have located preachers in the South Pacific. Every congregation, the men kind of do the rotation. And so what we're trying to do is get them some more experience and to teach them to do in depth. But we have students now from 3 different countries in the South Pacific. Most of them are from Fiji, but we do have 2 students from the Solomon Islands and 1 student from Micronesia. And so those 11 students represent 7 home congregations and then 2 additional congregations that a couple of our students work with, 2 different congregations. So the impact that you're seeing isn't just on those students that we have in the program. It's on the congregations that they represent and they work with. And one of the things that we see is as we travel to other congregations in Fiji, we're all the time having people say, we can't believe the difference in the quality of the lessons that we're getting.
Mm-hmm. And so people hear sometimes mission reports, whether it's Fiji or you've been to Russia before or anywhere else, and sometimes you hear those mission reports and the numbers don't seem like the huge, you know, hundreds and thousands and everything. But I think you made a great point there, and that's what I wanted to bring out, was when you're training people to preach, or you mentioned you had a lady who's learning to teach Bible classes, mm-hmm. you know, teach the ladies, you're not just impacting those students. You're impacting literally generations, but for sure you're impacting that generation. And I think it's encouraging for us to see a work where these people are learning not just, you know, to fill in blanks on a paper or something, but they're learning the depth of Scripture so that it infiltrates their teaching, impacts generations, and goes on and on. And I appreciate that a great deal, because we could just send missionaries to somewhere in the world, get a very surface-level thing, and then persecution comes or some economic downturn comes, and we've all seen it happen. It falls apart. But when there's a depth of Scripture, it can stay together. And I think that's what you all are trying to do, is give them that depth that's what makes it through anything negative or anything difficult that could come to the people in Fiji and elsewhere.
Right, and we're limited, you know, from the U.S., you know, you're always limited by manpower. We can only go to so many places. And so by training them to go on their own, then we can broaden the impact that we have in the South Pacific. But we also, like you said, the depth is something very important to us. We want to see the development, not just of those who can preach, but we want to see church planning, you know, that's not initiated from overseas, but local congregations planning new congregations. We want to see elderships. A lot of mission places in the world, especially you see it in the South Pacific, congregations been there 30, 40, 50 years and don't have elders. And a part of it is there's no one who feels like they have the Bible knowledge to step up and do that and to lead. And so we spend a lot of time with our students talking about the qualification and the work of elders and deacons to try to help them move towards that direction.
Well, that's great. And you gave a great presentation when you were here, and just very encouraging, you know, because I know you and I were talking before we recorded. You know, I struggle to travel, and so I know the U.S. church, you know, fairly well, but I've been to Scotland, I've been to Belgium, but sometimes it's hard to really see in the lens of here's another place in the world that I've heard of Fiji, but I'll probably never go there. I'd like to someday, but the odds aren't that great. But here's someone, you and your dad and others, who are not just going over there preaching a couple sermons and flying back to America. You're there, you're instilling depth and truth so the gospel has strong roots there and will continue to grow. And that's what makes the difference in various places in the world. And I appreciate you. I appreciate Bear Valley. It's a great, great place. And the work they're doing around the world is just, it's mind-boggling how many different places they're impacting. And what they're doing there in Fiji, I think it's just fantastic through you all.
Well, it's exciting working with Bear Valley to have the experience that they bring and the connections that we're able to make with some of their other works and to be able to network with them some. And we've had one of their instructors from New Zealand come and teach a short course for us, and they do a great job. We really enjoy working with them.
So what else would you like to tell our listeners here before we sign off about you or the work in Fiji, or how can they learn more or anything along those lines?
Well, we do all of our reporting by email. So if you're interested in getting our email report, it goes out about once every 2 months. You can email me at jhpierce, that's P-I-E-R-C-E, .bvbio@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. And Jason, we appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know we're recording this in the middle of a busy day for you, a couple places reporting, but appreciate you taking a few minutes and encouraging those who might listen to this. We really appreciate it a great deal.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And for everyone who listens, remember you can subscribe to the podcast on any podcast app. We try to release 3 programs each week, a couple of sermons and some content like this in the middle of the week. And we hope that this has encouraged you, and we look forward to being back with you again very, very soon here on The Central Focus. And remember, until next time, always keep your central focus on Jesus.